The race for governor of Massachusetts presents voters with a stark choice between Republican Jeff Deal and Democrat Maura Healey. But there's a third major player in the race, even though he's not on the ballot, Donald Trump. WBUR's Anthony Brooks reports on how the former president is shaping the race for governor.
Think of Jeff Deal as an early adopter. As a state rep, Deal embraced Donald Trump as soon as Trump rode down the escalator in 2015 to announce his run for the White House. And he's remained loyal to Trump ever since. By contrast, Democrat Maura Healey spent much of her tenure as the state's attorney general suing the former president. She's not only anti-Trump, she's battled him and often won. So Trump is a major presence in this contest, as he was the day before the primary when he led a telerally for Deal.
Jeff is a proven fighter who successfully pushes back on the ultra-liberal extremists and who'll rule your state with an iron fist, and he'll do what has to be done.
Deal doesn't present himself as someone who would rule with an iron fist, but he's proud that he was among the first Massachusetts lawmakers to endorse Trump and that he co-chaired Trump's 2016 campaign in Massachusetts.
He was reaching out to not just your base Republican, but I think just to the average American.
Deal ticks off a number of Trump policies that he supports. He says Trump put American interests first, helped businesses by lowering taxes, opposed U.S. involvement in foreign wars, and was avowedly pro-law and order while opposing illegal immigration.
While Trump certainly had his personal flaws, what he delivered on as president was something that I certainly supported in 16, and I'd like to get back to some sort of presidency like that again in 2024.
And I want to introduce not only our Attorney General, but the next governor of this Commonwealth, Maura Healey.
That's Kim Driscoll, the Democratic candidate for lieutenant governor, introducing Healey in Worcester, the day after they won the Democratic primary and became the state's first all-female ticket. While Deal embraces Trump, Healey is eager to make the former president her political foil.
We have an opponent who is Donald Trump, who is looking to bring Trumpism to Massachusetts. And given the work particularly that I've done in taking on Donald Trump, I know something about that.
Indeed, she does. Soon after he was inaugurated, President Trump imposed a ban on Muslims coming to the U.S., and Healey promptly challenged the action in court. She went on to sue the Trump administration, often joining with other states, nearly 100 times. She sued to protect immigrants, to rein in student lenders, to fend off challenges to the Affordable Care Act, and to preserve environmental regulations. Healey says after Trump's election victory, she had no choice but to sue again and again.
That election was galvanizing in the sense that we knew we had to be there to step in. We won nearly 85% of those lawsuits to stop bad things from happening to people here in Massachusetts.
Healey's opposition to the former president helps fuel her campaign in a state that voted against Trump by a 2-to-1 margin twice. But some Republicans criticize her for becoming the anti-Trump litigator-in-chief.
Maura Healey unfortunately weaponized her attorney general's office.
Jim Lyons is chairman of the Massachusetts State Republican Party.
And instead of, you know, fighting for the people, she decided that she was going to use her office for her own political agenda.
Lyons represents the pro-Trump wing of the state's tiny GOP. But perhaps mindful of how unpopular the former president is in Massachusetts, Lyons says the race for governor is not about Trump.
President Biden is on the ballot in November, not Donald Trump. And what we've seen is policies of Biden and Maura Healey are destructive to not only Massachusetts, but America.
Lyon says Democrats have to answer for economic uncertainty and high inflation. He accuses them of reckless spending, and he objects to giving undocumented immigrants access to driver's licenses. In contrast, Lyon says Deal is a fiscal conservative who supports parental rights and law and order. But Scott Harshbarger says Healey's record is much more in line with Massachusetts voters. Harshbarger is a former Democratic attorney general who ran for governor in 1998. He rejects the charge that Healey abused the power of the AG's office by challenging Trump so aggressively in court.
Those lawsuits were about consumer protection, environmental protection, civil rights. I mean, there were issues that Massachusetts people have always supported. And the attorney general, the people's lawyer, was representing the broader public interest of Massachusetts.
Polls suggest Deal is running well behind Healey. His embrace of Trump has at least something to do with that. But Deal and his supporters say they have passion on their side and that politics can deliver surprises, even in Massachusetts. Just ask Scott Brown. Healey and the Democrats, who are determined to avoid another surprise like that, say Massachusetts will reject Trumpism in November. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks.